Okay, so today I'm going to talk about breastfeeding and its association with reduced risk of infection at the age of 6 years. And you'll notice that Rosie is the first author on this paper, which is part of that special supplemental issue that'll be coming out in pediatrics next year. And I have no relationships to disclose. So, as we know, human milk protects against infections. Human milk contains an array of protective qualities, some of which are its antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory qualities. There are also multiple mechanisms through which human milk and breastfeeding protect infants, such as through promoting mucosal maturation, balancing gut microflora, stimulating the neonatal immune system, and limiting exposure to germs from foreign dietary antigens. In the Surgeon General's Call to Action to Support Breastfeeding, we use some data from ARC and what ARC did was they took multiple studies on certain associations with certain outcomes related to breastfeeding. And so I selected some of those here to show you the excess risks associated with not breastfeeding. So among term infants, what ARC found was there was a 100% excess risk of acute ear infection, or otitis media, 178% excess risk of diarrhea and vomiting associated with gastrointestinal infection, a 257% excess risk for hospitalization for lower respiratory tract diseases in the first year of life, and among preterm infants, 138% excess risk of necrotizing enterocolitis. All of those associated with not breastfeeding. When it comes to longer-term associations between human milk and infections, there are some studies that have been conducted, but you'll see here from the citations alone that none of them are really all that recent. So here there's a list of the different things that they have looked at and have found an association between breastfeeding protecting against them. But there are limitations to previous studies that have been done. They were sporadic, as I just mentioned. Not many have been done recently. Very few of the studies were prospective, collecting data longitudinally. And there were conflicting findings, particularly with regard to ear infections and whether or not breastfeeding was protective. And then there were done in different contexts, different countries, different populations, so hard to compare. And the definitions of breastfeeding and measurement of breastfeeding were different and sometimes not explained. So the purpose of this study was to examine associations between breastfeeding practices in infancy and various infections at 6 years of age using data from the study that Rosie described, a national longitudinal study in the U.S., but looking at the follow-up study data as well when children were 6 years old. Rosie already explained this. I won't review this in detail, but basically we used the IFPS2 data, which were collected in the first year of life, and then we also linked it with the year 6 follow-up data on the same people. We used the same inclusion criteria. So our outcome measures for this study were infections at 6 years, which were addressed by the question, during the past 12 months, how many times did your 6-year-old have the following infections? And the mother gave responses. The type of infections that we're asking about were ear, sinus, throat, pneumonia or lung infection, urinary tract, cold or upper respiratory infection. And these were, a mother could indicate whether anything from 0 through 5, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 or more times. And our measure for this study, our measure for this study was 0 versus 1 or more times. And we also looked at the number of sick visits reported, again, by the mother. During the past 12 months, how many times did you take your 6-year-old to a doctor or other health professional for any of the following reasons? For a routine well child visit, a sick visit, a follow-up visit, emergency room visit due to illness. And again, it was that same kind of number of times as asked with infections. And for this, the measure was between 0 and 2 versus more than 2 times in the last 12 months for a sick visit. We were looking at different types of breastfeeding. So we looked at initiation, so any breastfeeding. And then among initiators of breastfeeding, we looked at duration of any breastfeeding and categorized it as less than 3, 3 to less than 6, 6 to less than 9, and at least 9 months. We looked at duration of exclusive breastfeeding, giving only breast milk, and that was asked about in the last 7 days. And then you can see the categories there that we used for that measure. And breast milk intensity, which we've heard already in a couple of other studies presented today, which I'm very excited about. And that was the percent of milk feedings that were breast milk in the first 6 months of life. We categorized it a little bit differently than Nathan did. We looked at low, medium, and high, basically being about a third to two-thirds, and then greater than two-thirds breast milk comprising milk feedings in the first 6 months. We controlled for maternal sociodemographics, and those data came from the IFPS2 study. We also looked at infant covariates that were from that same data set. And for the child covariates, when the children were 6, we looked at the follow-up study data. And just want to mention for those child covariates, we looked at whether the child attended after-school child care outside of the home and the type of school that they attended, public, private, at age 6. For our analyses, we used chi-square tests to examine bivariate analyses, and then we used multivariable logistic regression. And we set our significance at less than 0.05. Here, just to give you a sense of the prevalence of past year infections that were reported by mothers, you can see that about 66% reported their child had a cold or upper respiratory infection in the last year, 25% reported a past year ear infection, 24% for throat, and then it decreases, sinus infection 16%, and 5% and 4% for the last year, pneumonia and urinary tract. When we looked at the adjusted odds of past year infection by breastfeeding practices, I'm not presenting all of the data here because it's quite extensive, but I just selected some. So you see at the top, just looking at whether breastfeeding was initiated, any breastfeeding, was it associated with higher odds of any of those infections? Nothing was significant there. We've denoted the significant findings in bold and with an asterisk to help them stand out. Looking at duration of any breastfeeding, there were 3 infections for which there was an association that was significant. That was for ear infections, throat infections, and sinus infections. And you can see the odds were lower for all of those infections for duration of any breastfeeding among the group that gave any breastfeeding for at least 9 months. The other categories, there were no significant results. Duration of exclusive breastfeeding, among those who gave exclusive breast milk for at least 6 months, there was a significant association with the lower odds of ear infection, throat infection, and sinus infection. And for looking at breast milk intensity in the high category where, it says less than there, but it should be more than 66% of the milk feedings were breast milk, there was a significant association with a lower odds of sinus infection in the past year. We also looked at, as I mentioned, at the number of past year sick visits at the age of 6. And what I just want to focus on here is, first of all, you can see that there's a prevalence column. So those were the percentages of mothers who reported prevalence of at least 2 past year sick visits at age 6. And looking at the adjusted odds, this is, I think, a little bit bad. This is backwards, yes and no. There was, let me just skip over to duration of any breastfeeding again, using the lowest category of duration as a referent. Those who breastfed at least 9 months, any amount, had a lower odds of past year sick visits at age 6. Looking at the duration of exclusive breastfeeding, again, the lowest category being the referent, for those who breastfed at least 6 months exclusively, there was a significantly lower odds of 2 past year sick visits. And for breast milk intensity, looking at low versus high, the group in the high category of intensity had a lower odds of at least 2 past year sick visits at age 6. So just to summarize again, we've seen a lot of numbers here, but the odds of six-year-olds experiencing past year infections is reduced about 30 to 55% if they were breastfed for at least 9 months, 62 to 88% if exclusively breastfed at least 6 months, and then the odds of six-year-olds having at least 2 sick visits in the past year was associated with duration of breastfeeding, exclusivity, and intensity. And there were no associations for colds or upper respiratory infections, pneumonia or lung infections, or urinary tract infections. We did have some limitations with our study. IFPS2 data and the follow-up study, they are from a national study, but they're not representative of the U.S. population. As you saw from Rosie's presentation about the sample, it tends to be higher education, higher income, and predominantly white. In addition, this was based on maternal report of infections. Unlike Nathan, we did not have a medical diagnosis or medical records to use. In addition, some of the infections are hard to diagnose and may be overreported, such as sinus infection and colds. There are certain technicalities for some of these things that we're not sure women necessarily understood. But the study does have several strengths. IFPS2 is a tremendous data set with really, really detailed data on infant feeding practices. And there's a very short recall period because the data are collected shortly after the practices were done. It has a lot of breastfeeding indicators. So you can look at initiation, you can look at duration, different types of duration, exclusivity, and intensity of breastfeeding. So that's a very big plus and strength of this study. In addition, you can look at the timing of formula supplementation. If a woman introduced formula to the diet, how old her baby was when she did that. So what this study shows is that breastfeeding appears to confer long-term protection against some infections. Additional studies are needed to confirm what we found and with maybe a more representative sample of United States families. And preventing infections could improve older children's and possibly adults' health. So in increasing breastfeeding would result in these things. It would also reduce the need for and the use of antibiotics, which you're hearing more about, and reduce financial and other associated costs that go along with infections. But support's needed to help women achieve their breastfeeding goals, especially for duration and exclusivity. We're doing decently on initiation, we already know that, but we need to look more at supporting women with duration and exclusivity. And that's it. Thank you very much.